Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn into Lamentations, the third chapter. That's right after Jeremiah. Jeremiah wrote Lamentations. And Lamentations is before Ezekiel. So you get in that area, you'll find it. Lamentations right after Jeremiah. And go to the third chapter. When you find that, I want you to hold it, and we'll be there. I'd like to teach today on God's great mercy, a five-letter word, mercy in all of its forms through the Bible, is recorded 361 times. People have cried out for mercy, and God showed mercy. Praise be to the Lord. Before I get started, Psalms 25 and 6. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Praise God. He's always had mercy. His mercies don't run out. If you could take an 8-ounce glass, Brother Ron, and try to go empty out the oceans, and if you would and could empty them out, you could empty God's mercy, and it will never empty out. Praise be to the Lord. How many in the house has had times in your prayers you said, God, would you have mercy? Lord, I need help. How many in the house has been in that place, God, have mercy. Have mercy. I want you to show me mercy, Lord. Holy God, hold your place. How could you ever describe God's mercy? I know this is a part two. How far will it reach? To what length will it go? I want to ask everybody in this house, have you ever cried for that mercy and felt it? Realizing that the Lord is the only one who could really help you. I'm telling you, children, flesh and blood can only go so far. Family can only go so far. But that's when we have to call on God. I need you. You're the only one, Lord, that can help me, touch me, Jesus, in my time of need. You're the only one. Lord, I need your help. These words have been uttered from the lips of millions down through the ages. And guess what? God has answered those prayers over and over again and again. When we come to the point in our life and realize, God, I can't make it on my own. Hey, Lord, I can't fix it on my own. I don't have the answer. I'm too weak. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the wisdom. I don't have the ability. I feel so empty. I feel so helpless, and I am totally hopeless. Woo. That's when the Lord has his hand stretched out. He's waiting on us to call and cry out to him. Mercy is one of the most beautiful themes throughout our whole Bible. God has reached down his great hand of mercy to people in desperate need. Listen, people who have fallen. And when they felt like they were at the end and going down for the last time, they cried out to the Lord, and God moved and answered. He reached down and he saved. When God shows you mercy, his love always comes with it.
Yes.
Woo, hey, Lord, you will feel it. Your soul will taste it. And you will know that it's from God and it's real. Thank God for his mercy on you and I. We wouldn't be here today without it. My body, Brother Ronnie, Brother Ron, my body would be in the grave right now, and my soul would be lost in a devil's burning hell. I know that.
Mercy.
I know that. When God reached down to me, he reached way below the bottom, Sister Linda. We're way, way, way down. Or was it David of old cried out to God? He said, O Lord, incline thine ear and hear my cry. The Lord heard me, and he brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. He didn't leave me there. And he set me upon a rock to stay.
Amen.
Ain't you glad of that? Who is the rock in the house today?
Jesus.
Jesus is. He established my goings. He established my footsteps. He showed me the right way to walk. He put that narrow path right in front of me. And I'm glad he's got his everlasting arms under me. Praise be to the Lord. He gave me a new song to sing. Even praise unto God. Many shall hear it and shall fear and believe in the Lord. He brought me up. He brought me out. Anybody in the house today can say he brought me through, Brother Tommy.
Amen.
He brought me through it. When I looked at it, getting ready to go into these things, and I looked at it, and I think, Lord, I don't want to go that way. I don't want to have to go through that. But you look back at it and you say, Lord, it was you that brought me all the way through. It was your mercy that held on to me. Hallelujah to God. He brought me out.
Yes.
And he brought me through. Oh, God. Lamentations 3:21. We're going to take this one verse at a time, so don't close your Bible. Here we go. I want you to listen to the prophet Jeremiah as he opens up to us. Oh, God. This I recall to my mind. Therefore, have I hope. It is of the Lord's what?
Mercies.
That we are not consumed because his compassions fail not.
Amen.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Look at verse 24. The Lord is my what?
Portion.
Portion, saith my soul. Say portion.
Portion.
He's my main part in life. Therefore will I hope in him. Verse 25. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I done a study here and the Lord led me in this direction. I want you to look at the word consumed. It's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. Consumed here in the Hebrew means being used up. I may never felt like, man, I'm used up. I'm hung out to dry. Goodness sakes. Being used up to cease and come to an end. To be overwhelmed, looted down, devoured, and destroyed. This is what this evil world and the devil wants to do to people. Jesus said in St. John 10:10, calling the devil the thief, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Children, this world is your enemy. It will surely swallow you up. The enemy of your soul, the devil, wants to load you down with problems. He'll fill your mind with worries and fears. He'll tell you you ain't going to make it. You can't live it. You can't endure. And he'll zap every bit of your strength, hope, and joy. He wants you to come to an end. Praise God, praise God. Zap you. Completely empty you out. It's of the Lord's mercies that hold on to you, children. He keeps you if you want to be kept.
Right.
How many know Satan will use people? He'll use this world and everything in it to empty you out, to cause you to be miserable and bound. But God does not want that. Can you raise your hand right now and say, the Lord wants me to be happy and he wants me to be free. Praise God, I feel that. Thank you, Lord. I don't want to be in bondage. Oh, Jesus. Jeremiah goes on to say in verse 24, I love this. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. He's my main part in life, therefore will I hope in him. God is the main thing in our life keeping us. Did you know that?
Yes.
He's the one that's keeping us. He's the one that saved us, and he will keep us.
Right.
Praise God. Anybody in the house can say, he's my portion too, Brother Tommy.
Oh, yes.
He is my main part in life.
Yes.
He is my everything.
Right.
He is my all.
Yeah.
He is my Savior. He's my leader, my keeper, and my guide. He's the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Thank you, Lord. Could you say, he's my all, Brother Tommy? He's my life. He's my future. He's my hope. Praise be to the Lord in this life and in that what which is to come. He's my portion. David said in 73:25 of Psalm, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
Come on.
My flesh and my heart faileth. You ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
Down in your body, and your heart's a sinking. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Can I tell you, without God, both our bodies and our heart would fail? Amen. So what is David and Jeremiah saying here? A portion is the part that belongs to somebody. It is their inheritance. It is their possession that the Lord gave them and put in their life and in their soul. Can everybody say here today, the Lord gave me something that I'm not going to let go of?
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes.
Woo! I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it till the day I die. And he calls me home. Praise be the Lord. Where is that possession? Can anybody tell me? Where's your inheritance?
In heaven.
Huh?
Heaven is our inheritance.
Do we have one now? Does it abide in your heart right now? Do you have a possession right now? Do you have the witness of it right now?
Yes.
Do you have the treasure in your earthen vessel that Paul said? We have the treasure in our earthen vessel. How many can say he lives in me, Brother Tommy? He lives. He walks in me. He's got a hold of me, and he is holding me. Underneath me are the everlasting arms. How many knows the Lord will go before you? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. Ain't you glad of that?
Yes.
Thank God. He's my portion. He's my inheritance. Well, I'm not going to let the world drown it out. I'm not going to let anybody talk me out of it. I'm not going to trade it. I ain't letting the devil steal it. It is my portion in my soul that Jesus gave me. It is my salvation, my peace and hope of heaven. So, God is a saying to each of us today, I am what belongs to you. Praise be to the Lord. I am your portion.
Come on.
I'm your everything. I'm your inheritance. Stay with me and hold on to me, God's a saying. Dear Jesus, have you ever told him this? You are my greatest possession. You're my greatest. You are my treasure. The prophet Jeremiah had almost lost, lost pretty much everything around him. Jerusalem had been destroyed. The people were in bondage. They were suffering. There was trouble everywhere. But he had the feeling down deep inside, this prophet of God, I have not lost everything. My kinfolks and others have turned away and forsaken God, but I still have the Lord.
Yes.
I'm going to make it because my God is enough. You could go down your list of many things and say, I don't have this, and I don't have that, and I can't do this, and I can't do that. But one thing you do have and possess, it is the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. He's my joy. He's my peace. He's my hope. He's my strength. He's more than enough. He's going to take care of me. Listen, children, circumstances around you may change. People will change, but God never changes. Hallelujah. You can trust in Him with your life and with your future.
Amen. Yes.
Can you say today that the Lord, He never fails? God never fails.
No.
He always comes through. Verse 25 said, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him.
Yes.
You got to want God and desire Him with all of your heart.
Amen.
And turn away from the weak and the beggarly elements of this sinful world to serve God. Can you say today, my God has been so good to me?
Yes.
There's been times that He's carried me. He didn't have to, but it was His tender mercies.
Yes.
That had a hold of me and carried me. Verse 26, it is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. We're dealing with mercy today. Anybody got a thought? A question about mercy, a five-letter word? Have you tasted it? Have you experienced it? Have you ever prayed for it? Have you ever asked God, Lord, help me, have mercy upon me? Mercy does not pity us from a distance. It doesn't look on from afar off. God's mercy comes to our rescue. I'm glad Jesus came to my rescue when I knelt at the altar and cried out to Him.
Yes.
Like the song says, He came to me when I was bound in chains of sin. He came to me when I possessed no hope within. He picked me up and drew me gently to His side, where today in His sweet love I now abide. He came to me, He came to me when I could not come to where He was. He came to me. That's why He died on Calvary. When I could not come to where He was, He came to me. Praise be to the Lord. He'll find you. He'll find you. You might be in a pit. God can find you.
Yes, yes.
You might be laying in a hospital bed. He knows right where you are. He'll find you. How many's ever prayed for loved ones and actually seen God help them?
Yes.
God touched them.
Oh, yes.
Mercy came. It's unseen. I feel Him right now. It's unseen. I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world when mercy walks in your room.
Yes.
Holy Lord, you can feel down, you can feel battled, you could feel like you're bound in 100 different ways, but I'm telling you, when somebody prays and when they cry out for mercy, it makes all the difference in the world when mercy steps in your room.
Yes.
Praise God, raise your little hand and love Him right here. Thank you, Lord, that's all I need, that's all I need. I need mercy to walk in. I need His hand of mercy. Praise be to the Lord. You cannot tell me that God ain't moved. Jesus ain't moved with compassion. He looked out over the multitude, starving and hungry. Been with Him for 3 whole days following Him. He was opening blinded eyes, and He was healing those deaf and dumb. The lame were walking. Those with leprosy, they brought all kind of people with all kind of conditions to Him. They followed Him for 3 days and 3 nights. disciples told Jesus, just send them away. Let them go back and find them some victuals and food into the nearby towns. Jesus said they need not to depart. Praise be to the Lord. He looked out over the crowd and he was moved upon them because they were as sheep having no shepherd. Hallelujah. How many needs a shepherd here today? Glory to God. Glory to God. And I tell you, Jesus is that good shepherd. Call them over here. They don't have to go away. Hungry, they'll faint in the way. Jesus made them sit down and he fed the whole multitude with, what was it, 2 little fish, 5 loaves of bread. He fed the whole multitude. Can you imagine what their stories were when they went back home and told the neighborhood, I'm telling you, I've never seen it like that. We were hungry, we were starving, but Jesus took a little lunch, more or less, and he broke it and he blessed it and he fed every one of us. I believe, Brother Ron, maybe between 15, maybe 20,000 people in a little basket of food, and it kept multiplying, and they had, what was it, 12 baskets left over of the fragments. How many knows that there is mercy with God? He won't send you away. Oh, hallelujah to God. He knows you're down sitting. He knows when you're in need and when you're hurting. That's the reason he moved with mercy. Glory to God.
Yes, amen.
Mercy, God, mercy. Holy, 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 holy. I'm glad mercy came to me.
Yes.
Oh, God, before we get out of this world, listen, children, all of you, before we leave out of here, be it the rapture or the grave, there'll be many times that we'll need God's touch.
Yes.
Over and over and over, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. We're going to need his touch. Notice close to what Jeremiah said. This I recall to my mind. It's good to look back and remember what God's already done. To recall means to remember back at the times God has moved and touched and helped you when you were in need. Do you remember Jonah and the whale?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How in the world? How many's ever heard of this? Jonah and the whale. Can anybody tell me what happened to Jonah?
Swallowed up.
What was it?
Yeah, swallowed up.
Swallowed up. He got consumed.
Yeah.
He went down. Yeah. Poor mercy. He didn't think he'd ever get up again. He thought it was the end of him.
Right.
Listen to this. I'm teaching today, how far will mercy reach?
Come on.
How far will it go? If you ever get in a place that you think that God does not hear you, you better think again.
Right.
You could be in the uttermost parts of this sea. I don't care where at, in the jungles of Africa. You could be out in the bush and never see the daylight of day. But if you would utter one prayer, God of heaven's got eyes that see and his ears hear when you cry out to him. Praise be to the Lord. So Jonah, man, oh man, son, what happened to you? What direction are you going? Are y'all with me here today?
Yes.
Jonah was a running away from God.
Yes.
Away from the Lord's presence, Brother Ronnie. He didn't want to obey the Lord, and he got into deep trouble. Deep more ways than one. The Lord called him to preach to the lost souls of Nineveh. But he got on board of a ship, paid the fare thereof, being honest, and went in the complete opposite direction, Brother Ron. I looked it up. 2,500 miles away to Tarshish, which is in southern Spain. God ain't going to find me there.
God is there.
Oh, Lord. I'm getting away from this. I don't want to do what he's wanting me to do. I ain't going to preach to that bunch of heathen. Oh, Lord, they're barbarians. They ain't no good. Why don't God cut them off? Thank you, Lord. He went in heading 2,500 miles away into southern Spain. Oh, Jonah, you're running, but you cannot outrun the Spirit of God.
Right.
A mighty storm of wind came up on the sea that got so bad that it was a shaking the ship and the waves was crashing into it. Even the mariner said, man alive, we've never run into a storm like this. Man, there's something bad wrong. We've never had a storm like this. That ship's it's coming over the bow of the boat. Uh-oh, there's a man on board that's disobeying God. He's a running from the Spirit of God, and God's after him. Yeah, but we're suffering because God's after him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. How many knows if we get out of the will of the Lord, we can make it hard on our own family?
Yeah, right.
And those around us, everybody suffers. It got so bad, the ship was just about to go down. Jonah finally had to admit and tell him, it's my fault. I'm out of the will of God, and I'm running away from the presence of the Lord. Throw me overboard. They didn't want to do it. Jonah says, it's me. Throw me overboard. Guess what was waiting on Jonah as soon as he hit the water? Oh, Lord. It wasn't a cab. It wasn't Uber or Uber. It wasn't a limousine. It was a 50-ton whale. They get up to 100,000 pounds.
A pal skipping in there.
Yeah.
A whale opened its mouth and swallowed him up. Now remember our verse earlier. It's by the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed, taken out, destroyed. Opened its mouth and swallowed Jonah up. That looks completely hopeless, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
We'll never see or hear from Jonah ever again. You're gone. God gave up on him. That's what everybody would say. God gave up on him. It's the end of that man. But oh, wait. Has God's mercy run out yet?
No.
Raise your hand right. I felt him go over me. I felt him go over me just now. Hallelujah to God. Woo. Mercy, Lord. His mercy has not run out. Oh, what God will do. How far he will follow us. Thank you, Lord, to get a hold of us and pull us back. Jonah 2:1. Then, why in the world, Brother Ron, didn't he pray before this? I believe, honestly, if he'd went to those mariners and the captain of that ship and say, hey, it's me, my Lord, we're about to all go down and turn this thing around and let's get back and I'll get off, I'm going to go preach. I believe those people would have turned the ship around and went back because they thought they was going down. Why didn't you pray then? Everybody's going down. Then Jonah prayed. Say then.
Then.
We wait until that certain time when everything looks hopeless, bleak, impossible. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, down to the very end, when it looks like it's the end of me, then we pray. Woo! How many knows that when we get in those thens, God's a listening for our cry and our prayer to say, Lord, help me. Oh, God.
Yes.
Then, Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Whew, Lord, 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 Lord. Is there a place or a condition you could ever get in that God does not see you and won't hear you? You might feel like you're a million miles away from the Lord, but He'll hear you.
Yep.
When you cry out to Him, God, I don't want to be here. That is the message. You got a lot of backsliders everywhere all across this world that came out of good churches, good holiness churches. They were saved. They had the Lord. They had joy in their heart and in their soul. But they left God. They're out in the far country. And God is awaiting on them to cry and say, by reason of my affliction, I don't want to be here. Oh, Lord, raise your hand. God, have mercy, Lord, upon the backslider. Those that have drifted. Those that were close to the Lord at one time than they are now. That feel that anointing. Feel the presence and the joy of the Lord. I don't want to be in this condition. I don't want to be here. The Lord has my answer. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I don't want to be in this condition. God, I'm ready to serve you. I'm ready to go your way now. I've been in the belly of hell. I read the story and the history and what the commentators is saying. They believe that he was bleached white because of the acids of that whale stomach. He was bleached out. He had the seaweeds. That old whale, he ate all these seaweeds and everything, and it was wrapped right around Jonah's neck. Okay, if anybody wouldn't pray and they's in a condition like that, it's not bad wrong. I'd rather go to preach to Nineveh and those barbarians than to be down in here. Oh, Lord, when it spit him out, it come to the shore and spit him out, and he went a-running straight into Nineveh. And I believe really what happened was that ship had made it somewhere and already spread the news. There was a man that we threw overboard, and we watched when he hit the water. There was a whale that swallowed him up, and he said he was disobeying God. He was a preacher.
Oh, God.
Naturally, Nineveh probably heard that. Hey, listen to that. Yet 40 days. You're going to be overthrown. You're going to, what was Jonah's message? To repent. Repent. Can you imagine seeing somebody that was whiter than an albino? He come through there, bleached out, white, skin wrinkled, swallowed up by a whale. And he said, I'm telling you, I promise you, God's a bringing judgment. They already knew. Oh, Lord, if God spared that man in the belly of hell, in that well, and spit him out, it must be true that God sent Jonah. Hey, Lord, from the king all the way down, they fasted and they prayed because old Jonah came back to the Lord. Raise your hand. He got persuaded. I've got to do what God's called me to do. Listen, because God gave me mercy. Hey, Lord, and I know it. I'm going to go tell the world, no matter what kind of condition you're in or how far away from God you are, God will have mercy and He will save you. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Jonah goes on in verse 3. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, into the midst of the seas. And the floods compassed me about, and all thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Let me pause right here and say, don't ever leave God. Don't ever get out of His will where He's calling you. Please don't lose your fear of God and wander away from His presence. This world will swallow you up in many more ways than one. Stay where God's people are. Stay faithful to church. Pray and read your Bible every day. Jonah goes on to say in verse 4, then, it was then, I said, can you imagine him praying in the belly of that fish at the bottom of the ocean? And God heard him? Let that sink in. God heard him, heard his cry. He said, I'm cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward the holy temple.
Yet I will look again toward the holy temple. How far will God reach? How far will his mercies go? Jonah said, the waters compassed me about even to the soul.
This goes beyond your body, children. When you hurt in your body is one thing, but Lord God, when you're crushed and swallowed up and consumed in your soul, that's another thing.
The depth closed thee round about. The weeds were wrapped around my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains.
That whale took me down to the bottom. Something's going to take somebody down. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Listen, it wasn't talking about the bars at the bottom of the seabed. He was right in that whale's belly, right where the rib cage was. The bars, the earth with her bars was about me forever. He felt like he was in hell.
Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Oh, Lord, it was you that brought me up.
Yes.
Right here it is.
When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thine holy temple. And the Lord spoke unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Jonah was delivered and brought out and set free with his feet back on dry land because he prayed and he repented of his sin and said, God, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll serve you. Can you say right here today, God, I've got to be obedient. I've got to serve you. Lord, I don't want to be in a mess. I don't want my life ending up in a mess, Lord. I don't want to go down. I don't want to be consumed. Oh, God, and go down. Holy, holy, stay with the Lord and obey him. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Look at the disciple Peter. In the middle of a storm on the Sea of Galilee with boisterous winds and rolling waves, Peter, at Jesus' word, when he said, come, Peter went walking on the water to go to his master. But when Peter saw that the wind was boisterous, he got afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Three words. God heard it.
Yes.
Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. By that, it sounds like to me that Jesus had to move quick, Brother Ron. He caught him. He didn't linger. The Lord did not linger and wait for Peter to go down and drown. When Peter said, Lord, save me, Jesus reached down immediately and caught him. How many could say, I want the Lord to catch me? Holy Lord, I want the Lord to hold me up. Oh, God, don't let me go down, God. Can I tell you, God cares about you today?
Yes.
He cares about where you are and the condition you're in. It does not matter how bad, how deep, or how far, God will hear your cry and save you.
Yes.
It's not the Lord's will that you perish, that you be consumed and destroyed by this world, but he wants you to be saved. Mercy. God's mercy. I saw this. It's been a long time ago. There was a man, and he was on the road in his car. He was by himself. His car ran over the hill and went down, way down the hillside, and it crashed. It rolled, and it crashed. Nobody could find him. So they was the mommy and the little daughter says, Where's daddy? Where's daddy? Where's daddy at? Where's daddy at? He ain't come home. That man was at the foot of that mountain. It didn't even roll the weeds over. In that area, you could not see where he had left the road. And he's at the bottom of that for 3 days. 3 days, his life was ebbing. Listen to this. There was a man that always jogged in that neighborhood. When he left his house and put his tennis shoes on, his running shoes on, Brother Juan, he went down, he always made a right and ran that direction because it was the easier way to go. This day, when he got to the end of his driveway, he said it was strong, very strong. He said, something said, go this direction. He said, okay, he's gonna go this direction. He was a-running as he was a-running. He was on the side of the road. He could hear a faint cry. Help me. Somebody help me. He said, I stopped. He said, is that somebody I hollered? Somebody, he said, I barely could hear it. He said, I stopped and went over to the edge of the bank. And he said, I looked down. That car was tore all to pieces. The man could not get out of it. He said, I heard that voice again. He said, somebody help me. He said, he hollered down there. He said, sir, he said, I don't know who you are, but I'll call right now 911. That mommy and her little daughter was worried. Daddy, where is daddy? We cannot find daddy. I'm going to tell you something. It pays when you're in trouble to pray to the Lord. Raise your little boy, your hand right now and say it pays to cry out to God for help. Thank you, Lord. There is mercy, mercy with God. Oh, Lord, he hears. He hollered down there and he said, I'm going to call the emergency squad right now. And he said, I'll have somebody on their way to come and get you. He said it wasn't very long. They come around and they got that man out just barely alive. He was bloody and all banged up from that car wreck. Put him in the hospital. I don't know how long he was in the hospital. They said it's a beautiful sight when the mommy, you walk in the room and see the mommy and see that little girl upon his lap and said, daddy came back home. Daddy came back home. Said, mommy, daddy's back home. Praise be to the Lord. Wouldn't that be something wonderful to say, Lord, I'm a coming home. I'm a coming home to you. The Lord, raise your little hand. He'll save you no matter who you are, or where you've been, or what you've done. Your life might be in a wreck. You might be low and over the hill, so to speak, and it looks helpless and all hopeless. But if that man had not have cried for somebody to help him, that man would have never heard him. I'm telling you, like Jonah in the belly of that well, it took him down to the bottom of the mountain, to the bottom of the sea. When he cried, God heard his cry out of the belly of hell, and that will spit him out. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Holy Lord, holy Lord. You'll never get too far what God can't help you.
Yes.
Right.
No matter how low, you can't go too low. God can find you right where you are. And he can save you. Praise be to the Lord. Save your very life.